Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments on the Alexis K. Tyler Show.
I remember I went to this Red Lobster out there on Old National Highway, and they done closed it down, and I believe this got something to do with it. If I can't use the bathroom in a woman bathroom, I am going to go in the damn men bathroom. And if it had been me and seen me go in the bathroom, I just act like I don't damn know. I walk right past them because I needed to get to a stall, and I mean quick. I'm going to use the bathroom with them niggas in a minute. When I start using the bathroom, I'm finna get up, and all I seen was some black high-top boots, and I seen them checker pants that them cooks wear, so I knew it was a cook. This motherfucker was, I guess, had finished cooking them shrimp. And he came in the bathroom and started goddamn cooking up something else. I'm talking about some shit that smelled. Whatever slid out that man's ass, I don't know if it was a dead monkey. I don't know if it felt like he had a damn abortion, something died up in him and slid out. Boy, this motherfucker ass was so goddamn stinking, and the fumes started going high and low, going around the damn stall, coming through there, going through the lock. They unlocked the door, come through the stall in my damn bathroom, and I couldn't hardly take it. That boy was so stinking, that made me so goddamn mad, and I peeked. I couldn't even fit. I looked through the crack to see him go up to the mirror so I could get a good look at his fade. Soon as I got a good look at his fade, and I seen he had a red hook in on, I said, I need to talk to y'all manager. I said, one of y'all cooks came in here, he's so damn stinking, he stopped the whole damn bathroom up. Came in there, shit it. I said, now maybe I wasn't supposed to be in the men bathroom, but I couldn't hold myself. I went in there. I said, what made me so mad about it? Not only was he stinking, but on top of that, he did not wash his hands. He turned the water on. He just tapped them across himself and looked at his head. He went on back there and tapped, cut them shrimp. I said, I don't want to eat nothing from here. Never. I'm going to tell everybody I know don't come up in this something. She said, no. No, we're going to take care of your meal. Don't worry about it. She said, I know who you're talking about. He is a cook back there in that kitchen. So sometimes when people ask, they know they stink real bad. They is not going to shit around you.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, May 26, 2010. Coming up on the program today, setting your home on fire to prove a point, a poorly thought out point, plus the filthy penis walks free and Mexican bathtub cheese. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Hansen.
Yes, Timothy, Chantel, Maria, Francisca, Suzanne, Sugar Baker Henson. This is The Distorted View Show. My parents were hateful, hateful people. Yes, I've got a great program for you this Wednesday. Unfortunately, we have to kick things off, oh no, with a death in the DV family. I act as if this is something I am not looking forward to discussing when that couldn't be further from the truth. Do you remember the bitch who got chewed up by a monkey? Right. Yeah, she's still alive, surprisingly, right? The woman who owned the monkey is dead. Karma is one hell of a bitch. First of all, what would possess anyone to buy a chimpanzee? I really feel like there should be an intense screening process, like mental evaluations, before you are allowed to purchase a monkey or chimp, whatever. Because I strongly feel that the people who want to own chimpanzees are probably people who should not own chimpanzees. The mental state you must be in when you decide, oh my god, I want a monkey in my life. I want to change its diapers. I want it to be sexually aggressive towards me when it hits puberty. And I want this monster living with me to have superhuman strength. It's suspect. A red flag, if you will. I bet you there's a large population of people, like couples, who can't conceive their own child, who think having a chimp around the house will fill some sort of void. When in reality, monkeys create new voids, specifically in people's faces that they chew off. The big, big void there, where flesh used to be. That void once housed an eyeball. Now, the real reason this story appeals to me, and I'm assuming you guys, is because of that great 911 call where the woman was calling to get police to come to her house after the chimp tore off her friend's face. Now, the reason for me why that phone call is so great, I mean, it's horrible, it's tragic, it's a chilling recording. However, the 911 operator doesn't get that it's a chimp. He can't figure it out because I'm assuming he doesn't get a lot of chimp-related 911 calls as an operator. So it takes him a while to understand exactly what's going on. So the phone call kind of goes like this. Now keep in mind, the woman is in complete hysterics. She's screaming, so you can't really understand what she's saying anyway. She's very vague about some stuff. Okay. Ring, ring, ring. 911, how can I help you? You gotta kill this chimp! See, that's a poor way to open the phone call. Because people's minds don't typically go right to, you know, killing chimps. They don't think of that, so they're not going to quite understand what you're saying. Ma'am, you need to slow down. What's going on? My chimp killed my friend! You've got to bring a gun! Who has a gun, ma'am? Who has a gun? No, you got to bring him! You got to shoot this monkey! All right, I guess it would be better if I just play a little snippet from the 911 call. Now, what's great is you can hear the chimp freaking out in the background.
What's the problem there? Right there.
The chimp killed my friend!
What's the problem with your friend? I need to know.
The police!
She's dead, that's the problem. Her face is no more.
With a gun! With a gun! He ripped her face off!
He ripped her face off?
He tried to...
Who?
Trying to attack me!
Some dude named Jim ripped her face off.
Please,
okay,
hurry.
I need you to calm down a little bit. They're on the way.
Wait, hurry up! He's killing my girlfriend!
441 Brock Raymond Road, they're saying someone has a gun and trying to kill somebody.
Now, did you hear that? The dispatcher thinks that someone has a gun. But no.
Hurry up!
They're on the way, but I need to give me more information. Who's doing this?
Still, he doesn't understand that it's a chimp.
With guns!
Who has the guns?
They'll bring the guns!
Oh.
You gotta kill a chimp!
What's the problem there?
Hurry up!
I need you to talk to me. I need you to calm down. Why do you need somebody there?
What? Please, guys.
What is the problem?
Jesus.
He's killing my friend.
Who?
Who's killing your friend?
My chimpanzee.
There we go. The full word finally comes out. Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee. She's dead. She's dead.
Why are you saying that she's dead?
She's dead. He ripped her apart.
He ripped what apart? Her
Everything.
Face?
Everything.
Turns out the woman who was mauled is still alive, and the woman who made the 911 call is now dead. She's dead. Isn't it funny how things work out in life? It's one big adventure we're all on. Sandra Harrell, the Connecticut woman whose chimp named Travis went on a violent rampage and ripped off the face of Sharla Nash, has died. Harrell, who was 72, died from a ruptured aortic aneurysm. She's had a couple of real shitty years. Apparently, her only child died, then her husband, then her beloved chimp Travis died because, you know, he maimed a friend of hers. This woman must have been pure evil in a past life. So yeah, weird twist in this little story. The owner of the monkey died. By the way, I believe it was because of this news story, the woman's face being mauled by a chimpanzee, that I got very concerned about the potential of a monkey future, where monkeys would rise up and try to make humans their little ape bitches. And that's where this battle cry came from. They have started what can now not be stopped. We must collectively rise up and defend our people from a future of despair, a future of suffering, a future of bananas, a monkey future. Now is the time for action. Do you want your children raised in a world where they sniff each other's ass and everywhere you go smells like shit? They will not stop until they've enslaved or killed us all. Tonight, we fight for our survival. Tomorrow, we feast on monkey brains. So I ask you now, are you with me? There you go. It's real and it's coming. It's the monkey future. Moving on, I've got some great audio. This was sent in by Darcy. So thank you very much, Darcy. It's a little bit of everything. And by everything, I mean enemas and scat. I'd like to introduce you all to Ingrid. Ingrid is a dirty whore, but she had the foresight to lay down some vinyl sheets on her bed. Smart thinking. And the first part here, she's administering an enema. She's squirting some water, saline, or something into her ass. a lot of water or saline in her ass. And in order to prevent the contents to come out of her ass, she uses a common wine cork in her ass to plug herself. As you can tell right there, the pressure was simply too great, and the cork popped, and out came water and shit. A lot of liquidy shit at first, right? But then, some more solid turds pop out. She's working them out right now. Work it out, honey, come on. We're paying you a lot of money for this. There it is. Wow, that is some hefty shit. It plopped nicely on the vinyl sheets. A few seconds later... That is, it was almost as if there was a big log kind of roadblocking her ass. And it just popped out. And all of the enema juice comes pouring out. It went in clear. It's coming out some sort of tan color. Gross. What's even more disgusting is the fact she then kneels down onto the bed and takes a few licks of the turd. You can't really hear what's going on. She's really enjoying it, though, it sounds like. Yeah. Turds are so tasty. You know what that reminds me of? The time I had phone sex with an elderly woman who had a scat fetish.
Oh, and shit all over your face, baby. That's the best way to do it.
All right.
One good fucking time.
What kind of, like, if you were going to take a shit right now on my face, what would it be? Uh-huh. Would it be soft? Would it be hard?
Oh, if I was to take a shit now, honey, it'd be a nice, sweet turd that was easy to flow right out of my ass for you.
All right, so we're going to say about a 5 or 6 on the Bristol stool chart.
About a 5 or a 6, honey, it'd be about a... I'm sure it would be about a 6 because it'd be really good mushy for you.
I can't get past the fact that Granny sounds like she knows what the Bristol stool chart is. Also, if you're a new listener, that's why we always call poop churds. C-H-U-R-D, because that's how Granny pronounced it. All right, moving on now. I just watched a great instructional exercise video. This was posted on YouTube. In it, there's an old lady who is wearing clothes, but there's a string that is coming out of her crotch region, and at the very end of it, there's a large mass. It looks like a big jewel, but it's a weight. And apparently, on the other end of the string, up in her bacon hole, is another ball. I'm not sure what muscles are being strengthened here, but take a listen.
Okay, the initial position is legs apart. The weight is placed on a chair.
Right. You can't just have that weight dangling like a pendulum.
The cord is loose. So what I'm starting to do is I pull the internal ball up and the external ball goes up.
Okay, so basically you're doing pussy lifts. You're using your pussy muscles to lift that ball that's inside of you to lift the weight, pretty much.
Then I slowly, smoothly relax the walls of the vagina and the muscles, and the ball goes down.
Some sort of Kegel, maybe?
So this is how the movement is made. The cord is loose in order to make the internal muscles work maximally.
Uh-huh.
The external ball goes up not very much, but still you may see how it goes up. So
still, that can't feel good. That it seems heavy.
Now, this is a mistake to do it like... raising the buttocks
up. You want your pussy to do the heavy lifting, not out your butt.
In this exercise, your internal muscles must work, not the buttocks. It is the internal muscles.
Muscles.
And the perineum and the vagina walls which work, not the buttocks. This is a little bit difficult, but still it is the test how you may feel, how your muscles work.
Why don't health clubs offer instructions in this type of workout? Holy shit, I'm late for my cunt lifting class. All right, in with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yesterday, I posted an extended episode of DV. Tomorrow's show will be Sideshow exclusive, so it's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Don't forget, this weekend we'll be doing a bonus episode, and Corey will be back with Butt Fudge Sunday. Also working on a new video cast for you as well. $5 a month or $50 a year, that's all it takes to help support the program. SuperFreakSideshow.com. And don't forget, lifetime memberships are still available for a few more days. If you don't like the idea of reoccurring payments and shit like that, you can sign up to become a lifetime member. All right, three quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. First up, a young Nevada boy is recovering from, oh Jesus, Campylobacter bacterium? First of all, that sounds good. It's campy. It's a good thing. Yes, he's recovering from Campylobacter bacterium he contracted by eating homemade cheese. That doesn't sound good at all. The cheese, also known as Mexican bathtub cheese, that sounds even worse, or queso fresco. They offer that at Taco Bell, don't they? Next time I order my delicious beef Baja Chalupas, I'm saying, please, hold the Mexican bathtub cheese. All right, yes, the cheese, known as Mexican bathtub cheese, I would really consider changing the name there, was sold illegally door-to-door, health officials said Thursday. The cheese is made in home bathtubs or troughs using unpasteurized milk without local and federal food safety standards. It sounds delicious. The child, who remains anonymous, was not hospitalized, but his illness is still serious. Not serious enough to be hospitalized. Come on. Campylobacter symptoms, I'm probably saying that wrong, includes nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. It can be fatal, so yes, this is serious, said County Health District spokesman Tracy Douglas. We were lucky enough to get a sample of the cheese, and that's rare because it's usually all been eaten. It's that fucking good. This time, we were able to confirm the cheese was the source of the illness. The cheese, which tested positive for Campylobacter, is being sold door-to-door in the Truckee Meadows throughout Hispanic communities. It may have legally been imported from Mexico. Unpasteurized cheese does not undergo a heating process that kills dangerous pathogens. The elderly, young, pregnant women, and people who have weakened immune systems...
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
Right. ...are especially vulnerable to such pathogens. I can't believe something cooked up in the bathtub is not healthy. Shocking. All right, second story we have for you today. This one has a great headline. Man with filthy penis walks. All right. A magistrate's inappropriate questioning of a rapist and comments made during his trial, including a reference to his filthy penis, has led to the rapist walking away a free man. What, did they hurt the poor rapist's feelings? Aw. And now he's gotta rape because everyone knows that he has a filthy, stinky penis. No one's ever gonna want to sleep with him. Kenneth McCow had been sentenced earlier to 16 years for raping a teenager, so he was already sentenced. It was determined that he did in fact rape a teenager, but he took the matter on review to the Pretoria High Court on the grounds of comments made by Magistrate M.K. McCowpapapa during his trial. He said the magistrate had been biased against him. While the High Court could not find the claims of bias to be true, two judges found that the magistrate's conduct was unbecoming of a judicial officer. The victim at the time testified that she had been grabbed from behind by McCow and raped at knife point. The various forms of sex described in court seemed to be too much for the magistrate. He blew his wand all over the stand. When the oral sex was mentioned, he exclaimed, "Sucked? Sucked? Using your tongue?" That's typically how it works. He also questioned how the accused could have done the things he had admitted to, albeit by consent, with that dirty penis.
We have to wash your penis out with soap. The magistrate seemed even more upset when the accused testified how he had inserted his penis in various parts of the victim before engaging in oral sex. Now I see why he has a dirty penis. He stuck it in her ass and then in her mouth. I mean, if you're gonna rape someone, might as well go all out, right? He asked the accused, "Don't you think that was a cruel thing to do, or was it pleasure? Can you say you are treating a lady lovingly?" Dude, no matter where he stuck his penis, it's still rape. It's not a loving situation. Or are you being cruel to the lady? The magistrate also asked him whether he had been sex-hungry on the day in question. Regarding Macau's claim that the victim was the one who wanted to have sex with him in the first place, the magistrate said, "So this lady was just manna from heaven as you were walking in the street." Well, you know, these things happen. "Just a beautiful lady appeared and said, 'I want to go and sleep at your place tonight.'" Acting Judge T. Fallon said this was all too much to handle for the magistrate. "I have no doubt that ordinary members of the public would be uneasy with the rapist's admitted conduct." But the presiding magistrate was not an ordinary member of the public. Imposition of personal morals and values on witnesses and accused has no place in the office of a judicial officer. While he found the judgment on the merits to be well-motivated, he found it to be not in accordance with justice because of the magistrate's questions. I think I understood that line. I'm not quite sure, though. Referring to that filthy penis, the judge said, "This type of language needs to be censored in the strongest terms." A presiding officer was not expected to sit as a statue, but as an umpire. Okay. Judge Mavruvava said this conduct tainted a well-reasoned judgment and led to the freeing of an otherwise guilty person. You gotta watch what you say. You're a judge. You aren't supposed to judge people until it's time to judge. All right, final story we have for you today. This is a short one. It comes from West Virginia. A man is accused of setting fire to a house in a marital spat over a late dinner. Ooh, I have a couple sound clips I can play here. Hold on. Authorities said a marital spat over a late dinner has landed a man in jail on an arson charge. Lieutenant Sean Crozier, or something, that's probably not how you pronounce that, of the Sheriff's Department said 60-year-old Guy Edward Jones came home Sunday and got angry because his wife, Beverly, that's such a good wife name, isn't it? Beverly. Yes, he got angry because Beverly didn't have dinner on the table.
Where's dinner?
Well, I thought you'd be home a couple of hours ago, and everything away.
What is this? Pizza?
You had just called me. I would have known.
Dinner ready is pizza.
Honey, please don't be so loud. Please don't. Let go of me!
Get in the kitchen!
No!
That's what hurts!
My favorite part of that, of course, is the...
Get in the kitchen!
Get in the kitchen! He knows where she belongs. And I think she does, too. Well, I know she does after the third or fourth punch to the face. Okay, new batch of meatloaf coming up in 30. All right, back to the story here. Yeah, this old man was pissed off because dinner wasn't on the table. The police officer said that the couple fought, and Beverly Jones ran to a neighbor's house. She turned and saw flames coming out of the basement and her husband exiting through the basement door.
Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn, let it burn, let it burn. Let it burn.
For the record, my favorite burn-related song, whenever we talk about, like, a baby who's been set on fire or something.
She's on fire. My baby's on fire.
Yes. Just so fucking insensitive. I love it. Feeling particularly evil today. All right, the lieutenant said that she turned and saw flames coming out of the basement and her husband exiting through the basement door. Incriminating. Guy Jones was in South Central Regional Jail on Monday afternoon. Was that his name? Guy Jones? I thought it was Edward. Oh, Guy Edward Jones. Okay. Guy Jones was in the South Central Regional Jail on Monday afternoon in lieu of $50,000 bond. It could not be determined whether he had a lawyer. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, it is Civil Disrest. And here in Tucson, Arizona, there was a news report that I saw where it talked about how old people have been getting AIDS a lot more. And the first voice.
You know what? The thing with that is, though, they're already old. By the time, you know, the AIDS actually, they're probably HIV positive, but don't have full blown AIDS. You know, they'll be long gone before AIDS gets some.
It was of this incredibly homosexual old person, and I thought, you know, I automatically thought, oh hey faggot, or was it, oh hey queer?
Right.
And I thought that, you know, I just thought, wow, old people, this is just a sign old people need to stop fucking. So yeah, see ya.
Even though, yeah, like, what's weird is, like, when you think about old people having sex, I think two guys having, like, sex is way grosser than a guy, like, an elderly woman and an elderly guy having sex. Does that make sense? I guess most people would feel that way, right? But me being a careless fairy, you'd think that I would say, oh, well, it would be a, you know, the guy or the girl would be grosser. But no. Two ugly old,
you know, I'm
naked, saggy man.
Imitator out there.
Oh.
I can do the voice for you.
I'm sorry, this is a Cheryl Murkowski imitation.
Hey, Tim, you know, I'm the Cheryl Murkowski imitator out there. I can do the voice
no,
for you.
No, you're awful.
Well,
that's bad.
Come visit my website or hold.org.
Not,
okay,
she, the wrong stay. Accent and everything. Fail. Oh. We haven't had Cheryl on the program lately. I'm going to have to get her to do something. Maybe some more Craigslist ads, but I want something different from her.
Hey, faggot! I just thought I'd mix things up. Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow member Rich Slather. I've got a couple of things I wanted to ask about. First off, we all know that Everything Is Terrible is due back in Columbus in July.
Yes.
But I've been all over their website and have been unable to find a date, a time, or a place. Do you have that information?
I don't have that information, and the only reason I know they're coming back in July is because they told us that when I, you know, when I was in the audience or whatever. So I think one of the guys from Everything Is Terrible is from Columbus, so it's very easy for them to do shows here. I think that's the deal, and that's why they're coming back. And also, I guess they have a new DVD coming out in June or July. They're probably coming to support that. But I urge you all to check out Everything Is Terrible. The live shows are just great. And if you haven't been to their website, just a bunch of weird stuff. Some of it you've heard on Distorted View.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I know. Your retarded Canadian listener here again. Just got finished listening to Monday's show here, Monday the 24th. And that ending, that singing, that was something else, Tom. I mean, seriously. And it actually got
me
thinking.
Why do you call me Tom?
Since, you know, maybe some people aren't, being cheap-ass bastards and not shelling out the cash for Sideshow membership,
shame.
Which I'm actually getting PayPal started up right now so I can join the free.
Good boy.
Why don't you actually do something like Corey's done and do, like, a compilation CD of all your best, quote-unquote, singing and charge, like, $7 for it?
Hmm.
I know I'd buy it.
That's not a bad idea. I might have to do something like that.
Hey, Timothy, this is the Dead Bunny.
If there's one thing people want, more singing from me.
Hey, Timothy, this is the Dead Bunny, and I'm just sitting here shaving patches of leg hair with an X-Acto knife, and I was thinking, you really do an invaluable service to everyone that listens to your show.
I know.
It's not just, you know, comedic
Tell
value.
Tell me about it.
It's hard to explain in a single voicemail.
Try,
but
praise me.
Yeah, I have to say, your listeners, there's going to be a resurgence of LSD being available, and so, if they ever come in contact with it, they should definitely take that opportunity to, reach that.
I wonder what type of trip you'd get on if you were, were on LSD listening to my show.
Hey, Timmy Boo, I just want to let you know I am drunker than I have ever been before.
Drunk show, do a drunk
and
show.
I just want to let you know your show.
I think he hung up on himself.
How you, nigger? How's it going? Black man.
Oh, I see what you did there because of the white man calls. Gotcha.
Like in New York. Hey, I saw a couple of stories online that I thought would be perfect for Sexastic Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, we need some good ones.
Sexastic
You know, I liked the idea of the Donald Duck and Daisy Duck sex story. And then as I was reading it, it was kind of like almost repetitive because they had sex once and they had sex again. I was like, come on, let's switch it up. Could have did some S&M shit with them or something. I could have wrote a better Donald Duck sex story.
And I thought you might want to look them up and give them maybe once over, maybe twice over. Sure enough.
Oh.
But, first one is called Aaron Carter at Hogwarts. It's kind of long,
ew,
so it might be something you can turn into a sideshow exclusive, like full length, full episode, Sextastic Tuesday.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely brilliant.
Does everyone know who Aaron Carter is?
Aaron Carter
is
the brother of Nick Carter.
Right. He's not exactly relevant anymore. But, you know, if you guys have some suggestions for Sextastic Tuesday stories, I urge you to email me because I'm always looking for stuff.
Hey, faggot. Samo from Ohio.
Hi.
Thought I'd chime in on...
Let's get verbally abused in these voicemail segments. That's one of the reasons why I hate them so much.
What the most fucked up country might be.
Yes.
You don't get too many stories from there, but the ones you do get are just fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
India.
Yeah.
And it's just like their norm is so skewed from everywhere else in the world. Like, everyone questions what the hell they do on a daily basis.
Right.
They worship a cow.
Right. That's a religious thing.
I don't know. I mean,
there's a lot of weird religious crap out there, but... All right, well, I get your point, I guess.
Hey, Tim, it is civil disrest.
Again? Two for
me today? And, basically, I just want to tell you a story that happened to me today. A girl came over. I know her.
You know what?
We're not in a relationship,
no.
But she...
Train wreck on you.
Asked me, hey, do you think my...
The whistles go, woo-woo! You get nothing!
Absolutely nothing!
Oh, no.
Bye-bye.
That's all, folks!
Oh, I bet that felt good for some of you freaks. I'm just waiting to get him train wrecked. Well, look, he tricked me. He somehow got through twice. I try to check those things in one voicemail segment, and I'm sick of him. It's all right. You can call back in tomorrow. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD is an OH-GOD. Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. And we will see you back tomorrow if you are sideshow freaks. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, bye, everybody.
Get a job at Burgerama. They'll hire you. My lord, I saw on the TV they had this little retarded boy working the cash register.
Because I'm not retarded, Mom.